Okay, so we're holding by the seventh line of Yigdal. Loikam b'Yisrael k'moyshe oid, navi u'mabit es temunasoi. Which means, loikam b'Yisrael k'moyshe, that nobody in Klal Yisrael will ever stand or has ever stood in the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Navi u'mabit es temunasoi, a navi, like Moshe Rabbeinu was, who was Mabit es temunasoi, who perceived his vision of his Nevuah with perfect clarity, like Moshe Rabbeinu did. This we say, like Kambi Yisrael, that obviously in the Goyim, of course not, because Goyim, as we mentioned yesterday, don't have Nevuah b'chlal after Hakamas HaMishkan, after the Mishkan was set up, so there's no Nevuah by Goyim. By Moshe, but even by Klal Yisrael, who does have Nevi'im, no one is going to be on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, this is connected. The seventh of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, which says, "Ani ma'amin be'emuna shleima, she'nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu alav Hashalom ha'isa amitis, that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah was true. V'shehu haya av le'nevi'im, Moshe Rabbeinu was considered the father of all nevi'im. La'koydim lefanav la'boam acharav, both the nevi'im that preceded Moshe Rabbeinu, the nevi'im that followed Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was considered the av l'chol ha'nevi'im. So this is very interesting because in the sixth of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, we already said Shekol Divrei HaNeviim Emes, that all the words of the real Neviim are true. And here now we come and say a separate Ikr, a separate principle in the Yud Gimel Ikrim is that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is true, and Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest of all the Neviim. So we see here that the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu has to be accepted not just like every other Navi, but it has to be understood that Moshe Rabbeinu's level was a far greater level than any level that any Navi ever reached. And this is one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, in addition to a person believing and understanding that there was such a thing as Nevuah and the Nevi'im told the truth, we have to also believe that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was on a much greater level. Now, over here in Yigdal, we mentioned one aspect of the greater level, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mabit es Temunasoi, which we said means that he perceived his vision that he saw with great clarity. Lamaisa, if you look in the Rambam, both in Pirush HaMishnayos and Sanhedrin, where he says the Yud Gimel Ikrim and elaborates about the Yud Gimel Ikrim, also a little more, he says in Hilchos Yesoidei HaTorah, whereas we mentioned yesterday that he speaks there also about Nevuah, in Hilchos Yesoidei HaTorah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav, the Rambam actually states that when we have to know the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah and everybody else's Nevuah, there are really four basic differences that we have to know, and that Moshe Rabbeinu, that his Nevuah was on a higher level. Now, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was on a higher level was because he himself reached a higher level. That the Rambam says there, that since Moshe Rabbeinu worked on himself and he reached the greatest madrigas that it's possible for a human being to attain, therefore he reached much greater heights in his level of Nevuah. So let's just go through b'kitzur, what are the four things that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah stood out, and in what way Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was different than every other Navi. The first thing is that any other Navi, when they saw Nevuah, they had to decipher the Nevuah that they saw. They saw it in a very blurry way. It was not clear to them. It was like a puzzle that they had to figure out. So that, the Nevuah was always unclear to the Navi, and he had to decipher what the Nevuah, what Hashem was telling him. Moshe Rabbeinu saw his Nevuah in a perfectly clear vision. Mabit es temunasoi, that it says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw his Nevuah very, very clearly, and the Rambam says that's because Moshe saw it directly from Hashem. Didn't have any malach transmitting any messages. It was directly from Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu saw it very clear. There's a famous Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, that the Gemara says over there that Kol HaNeviim Nistaklu Ba'aspaklar Yosheina Me'ira. All the Neviim looked in something that's called Aspaklaria, which means a vision, She'ena Me'ira, that's not shining, that's not illuminating. That's Aspaklaria She'ena Me'ira. But Moshe Rabbeinu Nistakel Ba'aspaklaria Me'ira. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw Nevuah, he saw it Ba'aspaklaria Me'ira, with that shining vision. And that's the Gemara in Yevamos Mem Testament Beis. The Ramban, in the beginning of Parshas Va'era, brings this down, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was a clear vision. And that was the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the main difference between Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah and the Nevuah of the other Nevi'im. That his was clear and theirs was unclear. The second thing the Rambam says is that that all the other Nevi'im, they were only able to see Nevuah when they were asleep. All the Nevuahs, it says, Vayachaloyim, that he had a dream, and Hashem came to them in a dream, even the greatest of Nevi'im. Except Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was even when he was awake. So the first thing is that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the vision much clearer than other Nevi'im. And the second thing was that Moshe Rabbeinu saw it even when he was awake. He didn't have to be asleep and see it in a dream. The third difference, the Rambam says, is that all the other Nevi'im, when they saw Nevuah, they got very nervous and very flustered. They were like taken over by a pachad mamish. They were afraid as if they were about to die. When a person hears the Dvar Hashem, even if it was through a malach, bas paklai, she'ena me'ira, still it left the person very flustered and very nervous. That happened to all the Nevi'im. However, by Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk says, in Parshas Kisisa, in Perek Lamed Gimel, pasuk Yud Aleph, the pasuk says, kasher yidaber ish areyehu. Just like a man talks to his friend, that's how Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. Kasher yidaber ish areyehu. When a person talks to his friend, he's very calm, doesn't get nervous and flustered. So, the same thing, that's Hashem's relationship with Moshe Rabbeinu. All the other Nevi'im, when they saw Nevuah, they were left very flustered and very nervous. But Moshe Rabbeinu was b'b'china, kasher yidaber ish areyehu. Just like a person talks to his friend. So that's the third difference. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Hashem in a very friendly way, and Hashem spoke to Moshe just like a friend, kaviyachol, and that was the way he got his Nevuah without being flustered by seeing the Nevuah. The fourth difference, the Rambam says, is that all the other Nevi'im could not decide when they wanted to see Nevuah. They couldn't just see Nevuah at any time that they wanted. They had to make a hachana ru'uya, they had to prepare themselves and get themselves on a very high madrega. Then if Hashem saw fit, Hashem could give the Nevuah to the Nevi'im at that time. However, by Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe could decide at any time that he wanted, b'chol eis sheyirtzeh, without any special preparation. He could just decide, I want to see a Nevuah now, and Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see a Nevuah. So this is the four things that was the difference between the other Nevi'im and Moshe Rabbeinu. The other Nevi'im saw it unclearly, and the Nevi'im saw it, and Moshe Rabbeinu saw it clearly. The other Nevi'im saw it when they were asleep, and Moshe Rabbeinu saw it when he was awake. The third difference was that Moshe Rabbeinu, that the other ones, when they saw the Nevuah, they were left very nervous and flustered, whereas Moshe Rabbeinu saw it like a friend, was very, very calm and relaxed. And the fourth one was that they couldn't see it at any time, and Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see it at all times. Lamaisa, I have a hard time remembering four of anything, so I always make for myself a simon when I have to remember something that gets more than two or three. So I'll share with you the simon that I made for myself once to remember these four things. Anyone can make their own simon. Basically, the phrase that I used was clearly awake, friendly at all times. What's clearly awake, friendly at all times? That's what every Rebbe wants from a good Talmud, right? They should be clearly awake. They should be friendly at all times. These are the four differences. The first one is clearly. Moshe Rabbeinu saw it clearly. Second one is awake. Moshe Rabbeinu saw it when he was awake, as opposed to the other ones who saw it only when they were asleep. Friendly, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw it as a friend. Kasher yidaber ish areyehu. He wasn't nervous and flustered like everyone else. At all times was that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see it at all times. Whenever he wanted, he didn't have to wait till Hashem felt he was holding on to Amadrega. So that's clearly awake, friendly at all times. So we could all remember forever the seventh Iker, which is that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, in these four ways, was different than all the other Nevi'im. And again, here in Yigdal, it only mentions the aspect of Mabit as Temunasai, that Moshe Rabbeinu perceived his Nevuah in a very clear way. That's the first of the four differences. But if you see, look in the Rambam, you see that this includes really that all four differences, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was on a much greater level than all the other Nevi'im. Okay, so we continue. Toiras, the eighth line, Toiras emes nasan la'amoy kel, al yad nevi'oy ne'eman beisoy. What's Toiras emes nasan la'amoy kel? That Hashem gave his Toiras emes, his Torah of truth, to his nation. Nasan la'amoy kel, Hashem gave the Toiras emes to his people. Al yad nevi'oy, through his Navi, ne'eman beisoy, which means the most trusted in Hashem's household, which was Moshe Rabbeinu. So Hashem gave the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu. And this expression that Moshe Rabbeinu was the most trustworthy, Ne'eman Beisoy, this is based on a pasuk in Parshas Ba'al Oischa. It says in Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Zayin, B'chol Beisi Ne'emanu, that in my entire house, Moshe Rabbeinu is my most trusted. So that's what we say, Al-Yadei Nevi'oy Ne'eman Beisoy, that's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. But Iker Nekuda, that we're mentioning over here, is that the Torah is Torah sense, And the entire Torah Semes was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And this corresponds to the eighth of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. The eighth of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is, Ani ma'amin be'emunah shleima, shekol ha'Torah ha'metzuya ata b'yadeinu, the entire Torah that is now in our hands, hi ha'nasuna l'Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom. The Torah that we have now wasn't changed. The Torah that we have now is the same exact Torah that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah emes nasan la'amakel. Hashem gave the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu, and this is the Torah that we have these days. Nothing changed. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos over there in Sanhedrin stresses that it's not just that Hashem, that the entire Torah is a Torah emes, but also equally important for a person to realize is not just that the Torah is all emes, but taka, each pasuk in Chumash, each pasuk in the Torah is of equal importance. A person has to treat a pasuk. The Rambam's example is Uvenei Chom Kushu Mitzrayim Ufutu Chanan. Chom had four sons, Kushu Mitzrayim Ufutu Chanan. The Rambam says that is the same exact kedusha as Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. If you would ask any of us, which one is a more important pasuk? Of course, more important Shema Yisrael. The Rambam says no such thing as a more important pasuk. Some mean represent more yisaidus in life for us on a pasuk pshat level. That might be true, but the pasuk uvenei chom kushu mitzayim ufutu chanan is just as important and just as kaddish, and that's it's part of this ikur that a person has to remember that the entire Torah is a Torah's emes, and that's what Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu, and that is the Torah that is with us today. The next one is really an extension of this one. The ninth line is lo yachalif hakel v'lo yamir dosoi lo oylamim lezulosoi. Now this is one of the lines that probably nobody knows the right pshat in, because of the way the song goes and the way the syllables are broken up. La yachalif hakel does not mean that we're not going to change Hashem. That's not what we're talking about here. You really have to read it as if it said like this: Hakel la yachalif v'lo yamir dasay lezulasay la'olam. What does that mean? What it means is that Hashem will not exchange or substitute His law, His Torah, lezulasay, for anything else. Hashem won't exchange His Torah for any other set of laws. Lo ilamim, forever, for all eternity. So it means like this: lo yachalif hakel, Hashem will not exchange, v'lo yamir, and He won't substitute dasay. Dasay is His law. Like when you say someone who's from an Eretz Yisrael, he's a dati. That's dal itself, nothing to do with das. That means that he abides by the law. That's dasay. Lezulasay, He won't exchange it for anything else. Lo ilamim, forever. We just stick in the word lo elamim lezul asay to make the thing rhyme. But lo yachalif hakel v'lo yamir dasay lo elamim lezul asay. Hashem forever will not exchange His Torah for anything, for any other Torah. And this is keneged the ninth of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, which says exactly that. Ani ma'amin, that we believe shezois haTorah, this Torah that we have today, lo tehe muchlefas, will not be exchanged. V'lo yisehe Torah acheres meis haber yismach shemay. There will never be another Torah. There will never be what we could say a New Testament. This is Lafuke, the Christians that came and made a New Testament. One of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, the ninth of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, is for us to understand that the Torah that we have today, it's impossible to change. Any Torah Shebetzav, Torah Shebalpeh, nothing that we have can be changed. It was all given to Moshe Rabbeinu on HaSinai, and that's the same the way it is today. That is the eighth of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, Torah Semes Nasan La'amakel, until today. And the ninth is a follow-up on that from today and on, it will never change. There will never be a new Torah, and Hashem will never exchange the laws of the Torah. So until this point, number 6, 7, 8, and 9 of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is that second category which we mentioned. The first category was all about Emunah and Hashem. The second category is really talking about the authenticity of the Nevi'im and of the Torah itself. And that was the sixth one that we said, Shekol Divrei HaNevi'im Emes, that there is such a thing as Nevuah, and all the things that the Nevi'im say are true. And the seventh one was the one we started with tonight, which is Moshe Rabbeinu's level of Nevuah, which is a far greater level than, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the Av of all the Nevi'im. Those are the two things that talk about Nevuah. And then the eighth and the ninth talk about Torah, that the Torah that we have today is the same Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu got on Har Sinai, and nothing was changed. And the ninth one is to say that the Torah will talk and never be changed and never be exchanged for anything else. That is the end of that segment, of that, the second group of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Now we start the final group, which talks about the fact that a person is responsible for his own actions. A person has to be careful what he does and what he thinks. And mentioning the ultimate schar v'oinish that a person has on his actions, which includes Mashiach, Tchias HaNesim, and everything that will come after that. Okay, so the tenth one we'll start tonight is Tzoyfevi Oidea Sesoreinu Mabit L'Soyf Tavar B'Kad Masoy. What does that mean? Hashem is Tzoyfeh V'yodeh Sisareinu. Hashem sees and knows our Sisareinu, our hiddenmost secrets. Ma'bit L'Soyf Tavar, Hashem perceives the outcome of something Pekad Masoi at its inception. Even in the beginning of something, Hashem knows what's going to be at the end. So the first part of it is one idea. That's Tzoyfeh V'yodeh Sisareinu. And that really corresponds to the 10th of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, which is that a person says, Ani mamin sha'aboyre yizbarach shemoy yoydeya kol ma'isei b'nei adam v'chol ma'achshavoyisim. That a person, that Hashem understands is yoydeya kol ma'isei b'nei adam, all the ma'isei b'nei adam, all the actions that people do, v'chol ma'achshavoyisim, and anything that a person thinks. That's Tzoyfeh V'yodeh Sisareinu. Hashem not only knows what we do, but also what we think. And the second part is just reiterating Ma'bit L'Soyf Tavar B'Kad Masoi, that Hashem knows what's going to happen in the future. And that, as we know, since we mentioned a few times already, that Hashem is L'Malo Min Azman, so of course, anything, even if it didn't happen in our world yet, but Hashem knows that that's what's going to happen. But the main point of this line is really corresponding to the 10th of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, which is Tzoyfeh V'yodeh Sisareinu, that Hashem sees and knows our machshavos and our actions. The 11th one is that after Hashem knowing everything about our actions and our machshavos, so we say that a person, this is the concept of schar v'onesh, person is going to get rewarded, person is going to get punished. Goymel ish chesed kemifaloi, noisein l'rosha ro kerish asoi. Again, the way the song puts it together is goymel ish chesed kemifaloi, noisein l'rosha ro kerish asoi. But you really have to break it up a little differently. Goymel ish, Hashem pays back a person chesed kemifaloi, kindness, kemifaloi, according to his actions, noisein l'rasha, and Hashem gives a rasha, ra kirish asai, bad, according to his actions, according to his wickedness. That's the schar v'ainish, that a person gets schar for doing something good. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach schar kol beria v'beria. Because I'll say, Hashem doesn't take away any person's schar. If a person does even the smallest maizah, or even a machshava to do a mitzvah, Hashem gives a person schar. Noisein l'rasha, ra kirish asai. Hashem gives a rasha, pays back a rasha, bad, according to his wishes. And this is the 11th of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, that we say, Ani mamin b'emunah shleima, sha'aboyre yizbarach shemoy goymel toiv l'shomrei mitzvosav, that Hashem pays a person back, rewards a person l'shomrei mitzvosav, the people who keep Hashem's mitzvahs, u'manish lo'ivrei mitzvosav, and Hashem punishes the ones who violate the mitzvahs. So that's this is the simple musaq, one of the basic foundations of Yiddishkeit, is the musaq of schar v'onesh. That's what makes a person do the right thing, because he understands that he's accountable for all his actions, and therefore he has to understand that first of all he's going to be punished for doing bad, so he can't do bad. But besides the sur meira, it's kedai for a person to say toiv, in order that Hashem will give him the schar that he deserves for every good action.